If a car is sitting on top of the hill in San Francisco and it starts to go downhill, most of us just let it go downhill, and at the bottom of the hill, we try to stop it and we wonder why we're run over.
This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook.
You know, feeling way down is just as bad as feeling way up. And so what I started to do, because you know, you have all these successes, and then all of a sudden, even if you're having successes, you feel like, this is what happens to athletes, why they do drugs and alcohol, because they have big victories and they feel way, way up, you know. So what I do is I focus on this part here, meaning I'm always focused in on that. I'm always connected to what inspires me. I don't take breaks. I don't take time off. I don't believe in work. I believe in activity. I get paid for activity. I don't. I'm constantly looking over here going, how can I clear the connection to that which inspires me? If something makes me starting to feel low, I go back up to the top. So the analogy I love to use is, if a car is sitting on top of the hill in San Francisco and it starts to go downhill, most of us just let it go downhill, and at the bottom of the hill, we try to stop it, and we wonder why we're run over. We made it to the top of the hill, now we're run over. Well, what I do is, right when the car starts coming down, all it takes is a little pinky to hold it up, right? So I immediately, when it starts coming down, I go back this way, not jumping on the car, going downhill in the wrong trajectory. So I don't let myself go way up high, and I definitely am never low, and it's all in between 6 inches for me. It's all a mindset. I literally ask myself, can I see this differently? It's another way of saying however. How can I see this differently? Instead of this initial emotional reaction, I didn't get the car, darn it, it's a loss, a shortage, a void, an obstacle, a disappointment. I immediately go to, because emotionally, I have an emotion that's called disappointment. I'm like, oh. Just at first, then I put the pinky up and push it back and say, how can I look at this differently? Oh, I know how. Something better is coming. Why is it a difference statistically? If I didn't get the car, can anyone statistically tell me why I'm not better off than worse off? Like mathematically, logically, data-wise. So if I didn't get the car after 20 years, can anyone mathematically prove to me I'm worse off or better off? You can't, right? So why not, if you're gonna choose one or the two? Because the minute you decide that you're better off, now you have a mathematical advantage. It's called a possibility. And then if you put some intent behind it, you have another mathematical advantage. It's called a probability. Compared to negative or nothing. You have no chance of having it be better. The minute you say, I'm disappointed, this is it, the end, you have no chance of it being better. It's automatically worse. The minute you say it's gonna be better, you have a possibility, a probability, which then becomes your reality, a perspective. That's the transition, possibility to probability to your perspective, and your perspective is your reality. I can hand us all something to eat, right? Viktor Frankl from, you know, the doctor that the extremely successful doctor that was in the Holocaust used to eat fish head in water, dirty, disease, people dying all around him in the Holocaust. In his mind, it was delicious. That was his perspective. Can't deny it. There's no data saying it wasn't delicious. It's his perspective. Right, my perspective, I think part of the reason I was successful is when I was in my last year of law school, recession, $100,000 of law loans, older brother passed away after dreaming of being a doctor, he's finally a doctor, 28 years old, parents getting divorced, my mom got remarried to my stepdad, who's super cool to me, and I sat there going, God, if you just will give me a job to pay back my law loans and buy my mom a house and a car, I'll shovel shit with my hands 6 days a week, 12 hours a day, and be grateful. That was my perspective. That's how much I wanted it. And I felt it when Tito Ortiz was in there, how much he wanted what he has. And I said, that's where perspective is so important. So perspective is a muscle, you need to train it. How do you train it? Every day. How do we get things to do every day? Lower the bar. Start with something and just do one thing a day and say thank you when I go to bed. It'll build. Most of you are so young, exponential growth, 20 years becomes 2 million times. right? First year could be two. In 20 years, two times two times two, it becomes 2 million in 20 years. You all will be, almost every single one of you, except for this guy, will be younger than me.
So would you say, like, you turned it up, at, like, you're at the top of the hill with the car, pinkies up, did you turn it up, or did you, like...
Yeah, so that's where meditation, for me. Meditation is so important because, yeah. So let's say this is my frequency at top of the hill. Yeah. I know there's a higher hill,
yeah.
Right? Right? And so if I continually raise my frequency every time when I wake up through meditation and find that baseline, number one, I could recognize when I'm off of that baseline a lot easier just by being there for 20 minutes. But two, I can train myself to go even higher.
Right, that's where I'm at.
Yeah, and I'll never, you can't bottom me out anymore.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm not, you'll never get me like super excited. Like I used to dance, like go run when we had a huge success. I remember I signed Myron Roll. He was like a dream client. He won the Rhodes Scholarship. So for me, it was like a big win because here's a kid that was academically superior to everyone else, and he was going to be drafted in the NFL, and I got him as my client. He was like the Obama of, you know, of clients, right? And I was like, yeah, not, whether it's political or not, the guy, like, over, and I'm like running down the hall. I remember going, yes, yeah, like, you know, and like, it was such a bummer later instead of just enjoying it, where, you know, my business partner, Warren Moon, watch video of him. He broke the record against the number one defense that the Chiefs had. He threw 522 yards in one game, and he walked off the field kind of like this. And then when he lost that that Bills game to go to the championship, right, he just kind of jogged off the field. I call it the majesty of calmness.
Yeah.
That's where you want to be, just right here. Because why? High and low creates interference. And the whole key is to look this way to what's inspiring you, right? That's why I don't work. That's why, you know, people are like, oh, you sure it's the weekend? I'm like, I'm not even sure what a weekend is, right? Because every day I spend a minimum of time with my wife, my son, my daughters, my activity I get paid for, my minimum an hour a day on my health. Whether it's Saturday or Monday or Wednesday, wherever I am, I'm doing these things because I know that's what clears this connection, keeps me healthy. Super fired up, but not over, you know, cheering and never sad, never sick, never sad. Cause I'm connected to health. I am health. I am love. I am light. If I'm not feeling it, then I take the time to clean the connection before I do anything else. No matter where you are, you're never separated from it either. Don't forget. And we're never separated from each other. Hope you enjoyed this episode of The Playbook, but more importantly, I want you to join my text community. I'm doing a lot of fun things there, one-on-one conversations, trainings, giveaways, and it's the first place I release all of the information that I'm giving. So join me at my text platform, 949-298-2905. That's 949-298-2905. Join my exclusive community.